you think of the past, you'd be comfortable because you, if you did well in history, you would know what to expect. The future, you really wouldn't have a clue, but my curiosity would take me to the future. I'm always looking to see what's around that next corner. Good, bad, ugly, whatever. I think I would head to the future just to, but I'd want to go far enough not to really know what happened to myself, but far enough to see what happens to mankind.
The ether, PHA, ether, IPD, net control, returning. Yeah, I understand, completely understand what you're saying there, Colin. Just, yeah, it's what happens to mankind, I guess, is a big question. Or maybe there's a big kaboom in there somewhere, but who knows, right? Thanks for that, Colin. Let's move on to V7MXU. Past the future and why. Mike is yours.
You know, my initial thought was future, but I think it's got to be the past. I can see some specific periods, Industrial Revolution, that kind of era, early aircraft, the old railway days. I think that would be absolutely fascinating. But to go back as far as some of my indigenous ancestors as well would be absolutely remarkable. Back to you guys.
V7MXU, E3RPD, net control returning. Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying, Randy. It's the past would be very, very, very cool as well, but as we all know, the life expectancy back then was not what it is today, so I suppose it depends how far back you decide to go. But you mentioned railroads and stuff like that. It would certainly be cool to see that era as well. Again, thanks for that, Randy. Let's move on to VF5, TM, Tom, from Moose Jaw. It says Hudson Bay, but I guess you haven't changed your QRZ here yet, so I do remember that you said Moose Jaw. So the mic is yours. Past or future, and why?
Roger, roger. Sorry about that. I forgot about changing QRZ. I go back into the past. I keep thinking of Forrest Gump, and he says in a letter to someone that that they invested some of his money in a little-known fruit company called Apple, and I'd like to invest $1,000 in that or something when they were just getting started, and it'd be worth $1 million, I'm sure now. Back to you, VA5 Tango Mike.
Again.
Okay, thanks for that, Tom. Not sure what I heard there. Did I hear a check-in? Please come now with your name, call sign, and location.
Good evening, everybody. WA2KM, Kevin in Trenton, New Jersey.
Right, W2, I'm sorry, I lost prefix on a suffix on you.
Whiskey America 2, Kilo Mike. Whiskey Alpha 2, Kilo Mike. Kevin in Trenton, New Jersey.
All right, we got you this time. WA2KM, Mike, Kevin, got you in there. We'll
we'll be coming down, we're just coming down the line there, and we'll get back to you very shortly. Where was I? Moose, there you go. VA3HRY. Where are you going? You're going in the past, or are we going to the future? Mike is yours.
Yeah, Pete, I had an answer, but when I heard the VE7MXU, Randy's answer, that described it pretty well, what I'd want to do, the Industrial Revolution, and so on. VE3YPV, VA3HY. Back to you, Pete.
V3HRY, V3YPD returning. Yeah, I hear you, Henry. The past is very intriguing, but so is the future. That's very intriguing as well. So it's a tough decision, really, to be honest. At least for me, it is. But it's all in good fun, and it is what it is. All right, let's move on to V5AAS, Rob, in Saskatoon. What do you think, past or future?
Victor Echo 5, Alpha Alpha is here. Back is in the past or off into the future. Both have awesome merits. Go in the past, make some changes, fix regrets, or future, find out everything you've missed or is about to come. I think if I were to pick, I would probably pick go to the future. I am a tech nut, and I would love to see all the new tech from the future. Yeah, that's where I would go. I'm going to let you go here. I've got to run. I've got to go out here. So I won't be back again tonight, but it's been a great night. Victor Echo 5 Alpha Alpha is here.
Victor Echo 5, Alpha Alpha Sierra, Victor Echo 3, Yankee Papa Delta, net control returning. Really good, Rob, and you're right, they're both nice switches to know what the future holds, you know, some 100 years from now, who knows. Going back in the 16 or 15 or Roman times, I think that would be really cool too. Hard life, mind you, but you gotta go with the times, as they say. There you go. All right, let's move on to Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha Papa. Robin, mic is yours.
Or Alpha Alpha Papa. Roblin, Manitoba, the name is Wade. You want to know where I would want to go? It would probably be in the past. Back to you.
All right, Wade, thanks for chiming in. Sorry, I saw the... I clicked in on Roblin, and I thought that was your name. Sorry about that, Wade. All right, we're another one for the past. I can't say I blame you, so there you go. All right, let's move on to VA4CJP, Colin. Mike is yours, past or future? VA 4 CJP, Victor Echo 3, Yankee Papa Delta. Didn't catch much of that. Maybe you're out of distance there, but if you can put more power to hit that repeater, please do so. Try again.
I think I'm just out of range of the repeater for tonight, sorry.
Not a problem, Colin. It is what it is, and something you just can't control. We'll try again on the last thoughts and comments, and we can chime in on that. All right, let's move on to Victor Echo 5, GTW, George, in Saskatchewan. Mike is yours, past or future?
Well, I know we don't talk religion much, but I would go back to zero BC. I would love to meet the man the book is written about. And that would clarify a lot in my life, I think. So that's my answer. I'm going to end up QRT. I just got the dinner bell ringing, so we'll say 73 stall. And love the net. Hopefully we can do this again. And we invite you to our net. We do one Sunday at 8 o'clock local time, Saskatchewan. And you're all welcome to join us then, too. Thanks for running the net, and 73's.
V5 GTW, George. Well, thanks for chiming in, my friend. And, of course, you're always welcome here. And hopefully the people listening this evening will chime in into your net on Sunday, as you said. And we'll go from there. Very good. All right, let's move on to WA2 KM, Kevin. In Trenton, New Jersey, I believe it was. Where are you traveling? Are you going to the past or are you going to the future? Mike is yours.
WA2KM, good evening, Pete, everybody on the net. I want to go to the past. You know, the old saying, if I knew then what I know now. I want to take what I know now, and I want to go back to the 80s. The 80s were a good time back then, you know. Never to be seen or heard about ever again. So I want to go back to the 80s and take what I know now. Back to you, Pete.
WA2KM, Victor Echo 3, Yankee Papa Delta, returning. Yeah, the 80s were a good time of the year, I guess, or years, I guess you could say. 70s and 80s, I would kind of buy that, you know. 70s and 80s, fast cars and the women. There you go. We'll leave it at that. All right. Let's go in for the last round of check-ins here. This is it. You want to get in logs into the tri-yelters and that, it's time to come in. V through IPD. Please come now with your name, call sign, and location.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike. Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike. Name here is Randy, Kenora, Saskatchewan.
Victor Echo 5, sorry, I missed the suffix. Can you come back on that again? Sorry.
Romeo Juliet Mike, Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, RJM.
Ah, we got you now, Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, Randy. Another Saskatchewan boy. Boy, nice to see some Saskatchewan in there for a change. Randy, so yeah, the question of the evening is time travel. Where would you go? Would you go to the past, or would you like to go to the future? Mike is yours.
Well, that's a tough question to answer. I've heard some good answers both sides there, so I don't know, to be honest with you. What the heck. I'll go back to the past.